There is no place like home. There is no place like home. There is no place like home. Our readings today are all about the church's beginnings, the church's middle, and the church's end. The church's beginning is according to John, Jesus' farewell speech, in which he promises that the advocate, Paraclete, the one who in Roman law would stand alongside you in court, your representative, would be sent to stand alongside all of the believers. Peace I leave with you, my own peace I give to you. And that's not peace as in the absence of war. That's peace as in shalom, God shalom. Wholeness, completeness. Not resigned or okay with it, but resting in the peace of God. And Jesus said, we will come to them, that's us, and make our home with them. Jesus promises he and the Father will make their home with us. In our reading from Acts, the church's middle, Lydia, the woman that might have been a name, it was probably the province she was from, because it's an entire province that in Asia, you know, kind of like naming somebody after where they're from, constantly text if they're from the south or that sort of thing, or New York if they thought that they're from New York. Yeah, so Lydia. She's from Asia, but she's living over in Europe, in Philippi. Philippi's a Roman colony established by veterans of a Roman war in about 42, so it's a very Roman colony, kind of like any military-related town. Which means that people like Jews and Christians, they aren't following the emperor, the state religion so much. They're kind of outsiders. Lydia's definitely an outsider. She's from that province in Asia. Ironically, one of the places that just before our passage today, Paul and company couldn't want to go, but couldn't. They seemed to be blocked in all the places they thought they were going to travel. The Holy Spirit's kind of acting like sheepdog, not telling them where to go, but sort of barking around and telling them where not to. Hurrying them to Lydia at Philippi. She's from a province where they had a secret recipe. Boiling snail shells in big lead pots for days, which created a wonderful, intense, fairly color-fast purple dye. It was expensive, it was the ultimate luxury. It actually wasn't surpassed as a purple dye until 1846, when aniline dyes were invented. And they were invented by accident, but that's a different story. Only the emperor got to wear a fully purple tunic because it was so expensive. So Lydia had to have some, you know, some means because she had to afford her own stock. And there's no husband mentioned. She could have been a widow or not, but it's definitely her household. She's a worshiper of God, the God of the Jews. She's not a Jew, but one of those people we call God-fearers. But there is apparently no synagogue or a problem with the synagogue, we don't know. So they prayed down by the river. That's where those famous hymns about down the river to pray, that's where this comes from. It's women and the household of Lydia, not a group of important people. All outsiders, all non-Jews, we presume, not Romans. So Paul comes and finds them there, Paul, who's a Jew and a Roman citizen, but he preaches to who shows up. So he preaches, and Lydia is baptized, God opens her heart, and her household is baptized. That's how it worked when the head of household decided to do something like get baptized. Everybody got baptized. But right away, Lydia says, if you judge me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home. There we have again, home. Then we have the church's ending. We started last week here in Revelation. See, the home of God is with mortals. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city. They will see his face. In the holy city, there's no longer a need for a temple. God is the temple. Peace upon peace. Enormous city, huge city. But the wall around it is really short because it's just a line of demarcation. The gates are always open. Last week we heard about how God is making all things new, and Paul is learning how all things are clean. Cornelius had Paul and others to his home. There's that word again. And now Lydia, whose first act as a baptized person is to extend hospitality. Being incorporated into that peace of God, becoming Christian, entering the holy city, and hospitality, those things seem to be linked together. St. Benedict knew this. He wrote in his Guide to Monastics, which has been in use for since 600 something, he was 400 something, a long time, that the stranger is to be welcomed as Christ himself. Hospitality. St. Augustine knew this too. He said, our hearts are restless until they rest in God. But the sense is this, till they are at home. Today we pray. Pour into our hearts such love toward you, that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may attain your promises which exceed all that we can desire.